The following is a press conference with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11th, 1975, in Philadelphia.
The Krishna Consciousness Movement has been what some people would consider sexist or racist, because certain propensities for women and for blacks have been defined either by the devotees or by the Vedic scriptures. I'm not sure which. I wondered if you would comment on that.
It's been alleged that our movement is against women and against Negroes because we do not give them, what is it?
Well, not necessarily against them, but defining inferior roles for them by their natural traits.
Inferior roles to women and to Negroes.
We give equal roles spiritually. Materially, one man is servant, one man is master. How you can avoid this? Do you think everyone will be master? Nobody will be servant. Materially, one is father, one is son, one is master, one is servant, one is man, one is woman. How can you stop this? But spiritually, they're all equal.
So then, what is happening materially, is that important?
But when you come to the spiritual platform, then when you discern the spirit soul within everyone, that is equal. That is just like you are differently dressed in red shirt. I am different, this dress, this difference must be there. There are so many men and women, they are differently dressed. You cannot say they are all equal by the dress. But within the dress, the living entity, they are all the same. We make this distinction, material, not spiritual.
The question would be, what is it that he has offered that has turned out such an emotional response today?
What you have offered that has resulted in such a wonderful emotional response from all the people here?
Because they are being spiritually educated. We are above material platform. Therefore, we have no distinction that one is American, one is Indian, one is black, one is white. We have no such distinction. Everyone is servant of God. Is that all right? Yes.
I know you're very much aware of all the other gurus, especially that have been coming to the United States in the recent years, and I wondered if you could explain why it is that you believe that you have the truth rather than someone else.
She wants to know that there are many other gurus, and why do you feel that you have the truth?
Because we speak the truth. We don't give bluff that I am God, I am this, I am that. We don't give bluff. We are actual position. God is great and we are all servants. This is our actual position. How can I say I am God? So we do not give bluff. We say the real truth. Therefore, it appeals. And if I say something humbug, it will not appeal. It may act for some time, but it will not endure.
Is tomorrow, of what will that celebration consist?
Asking what the celebration will consist of tomorrow. Perhaps.
Celebration is remembering Krishna, our Lord. He, with his brother and sister, visited Kurukshetra, a place in India. So, in memory of that visit, we observed this Ratha Yatra. So again the same question was raised.
Yes.
So the reply was all right.
Yes. She was very nice.
What was the question?
That we have these things between man and all that. Materially there is distinction. You are differently dressed, I am differently dressed.
Oh, yeah,
but spiritually there is not distinction. Brahmani Gauri Vasini Sunichi Padecha Pandita Samadhi. So a very learned scholar, Brahmin, and a dog. So materially how they can equal. If I say the president called and a dog is on the same level, then it will be very nice. Spiritually, we are one. That is real observation. Artificially, to make man and woman one. That may be artificially or scientifically. Another university, Philadelphia?
Yes, University of Pennsylvania.
Oh yes, that you also visited there in 1965.
I did. To see one professor, Dr. Norman Brown.
When I was at Temple, they told me that you'd come. This was before I'd ever heard of Krishna consciousness, but they told me that you'd come year before I was there. I went there, and then the year before you had been there. So I took a course with this Swami Nikalananda.
Huh.
And you had spoken in his class, and they told me that you asked, so you are studying Vedanta, so what is Vedanta? And no one knew. No one knew what Vedanta meant. And you said that Veda means knowledge and Anta means end, so Vedanta means the end of knowledge, and that is Krishna. So they'd never heard that before, even though they'd had so many hours of courses in Vedanta.
That is the difficulty. That though, for foolish people, they are taking leading part. That is the defect of knowledge. One who has no knowledge, he is taking the part of a teacher. The husband must be speaking something, husband. Just like this. One does not know what is Vedanta, and is eating Vedanta. It is very simple, true. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means end. There must be something ultimate, goal. But the modern process is that we go on unlimitedly, but never we come to the end. Is it not like that? What is it?
Right. No conclusion.
That is. Page.
It is a graveyard, automobile graveyard.
This is the end of their knowledge. Pile of junk.
Building and breaking.
Yes. They spent time in breaking and building.
That means passion and ignorance and no goodness.
Hmm?
That means that there's passion and there's ignorance, but there's no goodness.
Yes. They do not inquire why breaking and building, why not permanent. That question does not arise, and they cannot solve it. They think this breaking and building is the nature. But we are giving information of another nation, which there is no breaking, no willing, barren. They cannot believe it, that there is such thing. It is Qing, it's Qing. Whenever question, why breaking and willing? Why not follow? We are doing the same thing with our body. We are breaking. As soon as the body is old, we are breaking and accepting another body, again building. Again old, again breaking, again entering. This is but the question does not arise why I don't like this breaking and building, but why I am put into this condition. That is it. Who wants to die? Even a very old man, he is suffering from so many things. Still, if somebody comes, I will kill you. He says, oh, no, don't kill me. I don't want to die. Why? If somebody says that you are old man, there is no use. Now this is coming. The communists, they are coming. He says, why? This is the old man simply eating, he's not doing anything. What is called? Mercy?
Mercy killing.
Mercy. Really merciful if one is killed. So, this is coming. But the point is that if you have come to show me the mercy of killing, but I am not prepared to be killed. Why? You have come to show me mercy, but I am not prepared to take your mercy. Why? What is the cycle?
No one wants to die.
That means he is eternal. This death is artificial. Na hanna pe hanna vahane sarire. He does not die. He is not killed. There is another way that if one thinks that I am killer and one thinks I am killed, both of them do not know what is life. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse. So I am eternal, that's the fact. Therefore I do not wish to be killed. But I do not know how to keep myself. That is, we are giving that information. How we can keep yourself eternal. This is the greatest gift to the human society. He wants to live eternally, but he does not know how to live eternally. His energy is being spoiled by this skyscraper building construct. But he is not very serious to construct his body eternally. He will not be able to live in this skyscraper building. Maybe he will be allowed to live there as a rat. There are rats. How many rats? Actually, this is the fact. The person who has got very attachment for that place, but he is not to live there, but on account of attachment, thinking of that place at the time of death, but he is so sinful, he cannot be given the human body, then he is given the cat or the rat's body, living. Or a tree, or a plant. So, where is the science discussing it? Where from the tree has come? They are satisfied only that I am now the skyscraper failure, but do not know that whether I really allowed to live. Vairagya Vidya. These things have been discussed in meeting, in our meeting, anywhere. But they have no brain to understand.
They don't want to hear.
Churana sane dharme kai. A thief, if you speak to him, my dear Mr. Singh, it is not very good one. He'll be arrested, he'll be punished. Why you are taking this risk? So will he give up stealing? He knows himself, yes, I'll be arrested and punished. But still I shall do it. This is involved.